Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is 9:26 and a half, January 20th. First of all, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is the day of the presidential inauguration, and we are also on Snow Eve, waiting for it to snow, heavier rain, snowfall and accumulation than we've seen since the late 1800s. And our coverage starts at 10 o'clock, the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, number 47, 47th President of the United States. CBS coverage of the inaugural swearing-in ceremony and inaugural parade. President Trump, J.D. Vance, and the inaugural address. Afterwards, you can join us for a WWL News special with Dave Cohen, Newell Norman, political analyst Ron Fauché, John Cuvion, and Pearson Cross. That all starts at 10, runs till 4 today. We're going to kick it off a little bit earlier at 9:40. We'll talk to Aaron Dusso, about 10 minutes or so, an associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, to take a preview of the inauguration and the Trump term. He's already has President Trump vowed to declassify documents related to the John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King assassinations, RFK as well. So we'll see how that plays out. Scott Boyle joins us now, the District Engineer Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. I hope you're keeping warm.
I'm trying. Let's talk about the preps that you guys are making, because while this is new for this area, the Department of Transportation and Development deals with this in northern Louisiana just about every summer, every winter.
Absolutely, yeah. We typically have at least one or two, fairly impactful storms. But I will tell you this: it seems like over the last few years we've been getting our share, even down here. Not to the same magnitude, but we've been getting a little something that's been coming at least every other year.
Tell me about the main questions I have, and I think a lot of people have that I'm getting texts on, are the two river crossings, Crescent City Connection and the UEP Long. Salting them, keeping them open. I know a big concern back in the day was, I think the last snow we had, maybe in the, I don't know what happened on Christmas Day. I think you kept them open on Christmas Day in 2004, if I remember correctly. I know in the 89 event they were closed. But what about on-ramps, off-ramps, keeping those bridges open?
Well, our top priority is to keep the Mississippi River crossings open. That includes what you had stated, CCC, UEP Long, as well as the Hale Box Bridge along Interstate 310. It's vital we keep those open for emergency reasons. You know, we don't want anybody, if a fire truck or ambulance or police have to get from one side of the river, we got to keep those open. So those are certainly our top priority. With regards to the interstate, we're focusing on the spillway along Interstate 10. We're going to be salting that later this evening. The on ramps along I-10. You know, my district runs in the greater New Orleans area, so you could say I-10 from the spillway to the Twin Spans, and we typically would not focus resources on the interstate per se, just because it's so massive. And we with our resources of people and materials, that would be an asset that we would not focus solely on. But we do have priority routes. These are secondary routes that provide connectivity, again, for emergency services, Airline, Broad Street, US 90, US 11. So those are the overpasses and roads that we're focusing on, where we can marshal our resources the most effectively.
I know you've been on TV, a lot of people asking you about snow, rather salt and brine and so forth. Explain, if you will, Scott, a little bit of how it works.
So salt lowers the freezing point of water. Typically, water would freeze at around 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So when you get a mixture of salt in with that water or precipitation, we're looking at a situation where we're lowering that freezing point of water to around 5 degrees Fahrenheit. So that would be desirable. Very similar of why you would put antifreeze in your car. It lowers that temperature. We're trying to keep it from freezing. All bets are off if we get down to minus 30.
Right.
But certainly, we're in that window where we might dip into in this area in the low 20s, maybe high teens with wind chill. So that's the reason. And what we're trying to do is keep that water from freezing. We don't want that ice to form on that roadway surface. That creates the most hazardous situations of all for driving.
And somebody texted in, it must be from my neighborhood, asking about General De Gaulle, which I think is a state highway, and the bridge 407 over the Intracoastal Waterway and all of that. Is that on your radar, or the highway leading to Belchase 406?
Yes. The big, we call the Algiers Bridge, yeah, that is on our radar. We will keep that one open. Again, we want to get connectivity. It's not so much that we're trying to promote people driving around in the middle of a snow or ice storm, but we have an obligation and responsibility. We have to keep connectivity, and we got to keep these roads open to make sure that emergency services have access and that they can be safe in traveling. Tommy, we certainly don't encourage anyone to be driving in these conditions. Unfortunately, some people have to. We'd like to give the message, if you do have to drive in these type of conditions, starting tomorrow, please drive defensively. Please be aware of your surroundings. Take more time to get to your destination. Allow more distance between yourself and the vehicle in front of you.
When it comes to snow and salt and ice and all of that, because I don't know anything about this, does the snow impact what you can do as opposed to ice to keeping a roadway open?
It is different, no doubt. We're gonna pre-treat and anticipate that it is gonna be ice. For snow, we're typically looking at using sweepers. Up north, obviously, they're very well versed and experienced with this. This would be more of a snowplow type situation. So if it is powdery, if it is just coming down, we want to hit it with one of our sweepers that we use to pick up debris, like on the Crescent City Connection. And we have a bunch of sweepers, and we're prepared to work with that. But we are also anticipating the that there could be ice. We really don't know. We're thinking and we're being told it is going to be a snow event, but we're gonna definitely pre-treat, and we're gonna go out there and address the best we can with what we have and do our best until this is over.
When you say pre-treat, that prevents it from freezing, from the so-called black ice forming. And take a second and explain to people what black ice is, if you would, Scott.
Yeah. So the pre-treating would be a situation where we want that salt down. We don't want to start putting salt down once we're about to lose the road, because it's too late. Once it takes a hold, it happens so quick, Tommy. We want to make sure that we get it down first and put that barrier down first. We don't want to be in a situation where we get the car, the interstate froze over. Okay, well, let's go put the salt out now. That's too late. So that's what I mean about pre-treating. As far as the black ice goes, this would be a situation where it blends in. You don't know it's there. The roads have oil on them. They have dust, debris, dirt, and we get in a situation. You think you're driving along, and all of a sudden you just hit an air pocket, so to speak. Not a literal air pocket, but you lose control, and it's something that's not prevalent. I mean, if you're driving through snow, you see it. It's white, it's fluffy. There's going to be tire tracks. But if you're on a road and it's been taken over by that ice, and you in spots you can't see it, it's very easy to lose control and have run into another vehicle or have a roadway departure crash and go into a guardrail, or even worse.
What are you hearing about time frame on this, Scott? What are they telling you about tomorrow? When would maybe be the last time you'd want to be on a road and all that stuff?
We're looking at this weather coming in, these flurries starting tomorrow morning around 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So, if there's any business that you're able to take care of before that, certainly it's going to be very cold, for almost this whole week. But certainly, if you need to take care of anything, you're going to start getting into adverse weather early tomorrow morning after 7 a.m. So, you know, just be aware of that. Again, I know some people, they don't have a choice. They have to go to work. They have to, if you can avoid being on higher speed roadways and maybe take an alternate route on a lower speed roadway, you know, certainly that would be something to consider.
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in DOTD that you'll be able to keep the CCC, UEP Long, De Gaulle Bridge, the Hale Boggs Bridge, and the on-ramps open throughout this whole thing? Scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to give you a 10 on that one.
Ah.
This is my top priority. Certainly, you know, it could involve things well beyond my control. And, you know, if we get in a situation where we just get pounded and it's just so much snow, but that is a situation where we have to keep that open. And, you know, as long as I've been here 30 years and you know, I don't remember every event, and I certainly wasn't leading events early on in my career, but the last number of years, even going back to the, you know, early 2010s, I don't recall being in a situation where we lost those bridges. Not to say that hasn't happened, of course. I know you cited an example of a situation where it did get closed back in the 80s or 90s but when not, you had said
not,
that. But
not for the Christmas snow of 2004, I don't think it closed, did it?
Not that I'm aware of, no. But that's if we're in that situation where we lose in those bridges, it's
far worse than they said it was going to be.
It's going to be fairly intense, but certainly we, you know, I'm giving you a 10 on that one.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Take it easy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Scott Boyle, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. When we come back, we'll talk to an Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis, and do the pregame show for our election coverage. It's coming up 9:38, 22 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.